Everybody got serious in a world alternative media here, and the media is doing whatever they can to make it appear as though inflation isn't as bad as, well, it actually is. As this out of CNN Business says, inflation cools much more than expected in October. Oh, really? Well, of course, if you completely paper over everything and you make, you know, you utilize the usual fake numbers of the government and the Federal Reserve, then yeah, it appears like it's slightly cooling. But if you actually look at things like shadow stats, John Williams shadow stats, where they show alternative data based on the original way they calculated inflation, which is far, far more realistic, and this is what people are seeing in the stores, inflation is in a nightmare scenario right now, and it is only set to get worse as dollar dominance fades. You can look at the consumer inflation here, official versus shadow stats, and that's a 10% bigger increase. I mean, we're talking around 18% for the original way of calculating inflation back in, you know, the 1980s. And we have about 8% for, you know, the official number. This is very similar to the way they calculated, you know, in unemployment as well. They stopped counting people as unemployed after a very short period of time. But if you look at the labor force participation rate, it shows that people are falling out of jobs at a record rate. And the government says, oh, we're going to fix this problem by printing more money to stop inflation, which is insanity. And they're going to get rid of 20 million or so jobs in order to also help stop inflation. It's just snowballs. And it is truly catastrophic what we are witnessing today, my friends. It's out of the Gateway Pundit. It says, Biden economy with inflation at 40-year highs, 4.5 million Americans turn to second job. Remember when there was a time when your parents or your grandparents were starting to raise their families and say they had four or six kids and only one parent was working and they were able to somehow afford a large home with like five bedrooms. And now, you know, you have two parents working, they're getting taxed to death. They're also getting their wealth destroyed by inflation. And at the same time, they are, again, working like two jobs and living out of their car. And we've been seeing this in California for quite some time, but this is starting to branch out in a big way to the rest of the United States. In this video today, we're going to go into this and more, and it is very important to understand the fading dollar dominance and where that goes next as we see a control collapse of the supply chain, the energy grid, the housing market. My goodness, we are walking into the dragon's den, and on top of that, the banks, on for the most part, their cash to deposit ratios, they're insolvent. We're talking 1% deposits in, you know, depositor money in cash, which means if you, if even 1% of people tried to do a run on the bank, they'd be out of money. That is truly catastrophic. And the end results of this will unfortunately take a lot of people by surprise. So we're going to go into this and more today. But first, a word from our amazing sponsor over at Patriot Gold Group. Wall Street's fear gauge is flashing a warning that stocks could fall off a cliff. The Fed's fight against inflation is crashing stocks and real estate. Forecasts for a recession within a year have hit 100%. Many would say it's already happening or it never even ended in 2008. Billionaire economists agree on two things. One, we're heading towards a lost decade for the stock market. And two, investors need to buy gold. Goldman Sachs sees a scenario where gold prices rally sharply to $2,250 an ounce. After millions of Americans have lost trillions from their retirement accounts, most investors are more concerned with the return of their money than the return on their money. And that's why, if you want to protect yourself, billionaire economists recommend you buy gold. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Mention Wham or Josh Sigurdsson, and you'll get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 888-565-1505 for a free investor guide today. Patriot Gold Group is Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. Call 888-565-1505. 1505. Now, just a disclaimer, as always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. But we love the work they do over at Patriot Gold Group. So check that out in the description. We have a link below and the phone number below as well. And finally, before we get into the video, make sure to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of the stuff in the U.S. Now, this is one of the number one ways we fight inflation. We fight the control collapse of the supply chain. We fight for humanity in this very difficult time. This is how we win. They expect us to be dependent. Well, let's be independent. And people keep saying, oh, this is expensive. 72 serving entree kit for $184. Think about how much money you'd spend on 72 entrees over a period of time. Much more than $184. You're actually saving money on top of the free shipping on much of this with if you use code WAM, W-A-M. And if you get the 3-month combo kit, oh, it's $23.75. Well, people only think that's a lot of money because if they spend it all at once, it seems like a lot, but they're normalized to it when it's spread over a long period of time. Your money is going down in value and the food will go up in value. And you don't want to be one of those people rushing to a grocery store when the shelves are empty and then forced into ration lines. My goodness, this is extremely important to get on top of. We also have new varieties available for a limited time only. So check out heavensharvest.com and also check out whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us. Anyway, let's get into this. So as CNN claims that inflation is cooling and we actually look at the real inflation numbers and it shows no signs of slowing down, especially considering they're printing a bunch of currency in order to help with this diesel crisis that they're also exacerbating, where we have like about 10 days left of diesel in the United States. All the while, we're seeing record high inflation anyway. Like, you know, we keep getting told the sky is, you know, it's raining, but there it's piss. It's piss. Biden is eating ice cream in this end of the world type of scenario. It really does feel apocalyptic and telling us that the economy's never been better. Like, are they freaking serious? Biden economy with inflation at 40-year highs, 4.5 million Americans turned a second job. The number one issue in today's midterms may be the economy. This is not because it is good. It's because the Biden economy is terrible. Last week, the jobs report came out with bizarre numbers. The report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, showed an increase in jobs, but these numbers look tainted as the measurements overall made no sense. Well, of course, again, the labor force participation rate is how you figure this stuff out. The actual jobs numbers are not good. A further review of these numbers today shows that more and more Americans are turning to second jobs to get by in the Biden economy. Oh, and see, they counted as multiple people when they get two jobs. It's kind of like they did with the jabs when they tried to claim that everyone was getting the jabs, but they were counting the same person twice for each shot with the Pfizer. I mean, it is just manipulation. It's plain and simple. The Daily Mail reports more Americans are turning to second jobs as the holiday approaches and inflation rates continue to soar, making many pinch pennies. A new jobs report for October from the Labor Department showed that the percent of Americans working a part-time job on top of their full-time job rose 6% from 1 year ago. That number equals out to 4.5 million individuals overall. Americans are watching their 401ks decrease and their dollars on gas, groceries, and goods shrink. Inflation this year under Biden reached 40-year highs. Now, remember, the way that they try to snowball this is that they print a bunch of money to stop inflation, which literally causes inflation. Then they fool people and say, oh, it's corporations that are causing inflation, which is nonsense. And on top of that, they destroy jobs, so less people spend money into the market. And then people try to get second jobs, but they're earning less, even though it's a higher amount of money. The value of the currency is actually lower, so they're buying less. Like if they gave everyone $1 million, everything would go up $1 million or possibly a little bit more. So again, this is all part of the way that they fool people so that if they don't understand their money, they can the people who make the money can control those. They don't understand the money. So this is extremely important to understand. And then with the supply chain woes at the same time as the collapse of the energy grid and they're going after oil, they're going after coal in the middle of an energy crisis. And then there's a diesel shortage. So they can't get food places on time. That's going to exacerbate not just inflation. It's going to also cause you know, food rations and run on stores. This is very insane. And at the same time, we're seeing things in China that we're going to see over here eventually. I mean, in China, people were looking at their banking apps because everything's cashless, of course. And they went, wait a second, why can't I access my money? So there was a run on the banks because they didn't have enough depositor money in cash. And then they brought in the zero COVID policy and said, no, you cannot protest or else you'll go to jail or be disappeared. And then people protested it anyway. And they started rioting in front of these banks trying to get their money so they could feed their families because they're starving. And the banks called in the military, and the military came in and removed those people. Coming to a place near you soon. This out of Natural News. Fed interest rate hikes make living in overpriced America even more expensive. See, the manipulation they're using in order to try and stop inflation is actually exacerbating it. But that is all part of the plan. They want to cause further problems so that they can come in as a solution. They are purposely destroying an empire to bring in the BRICS World Reserve Currency System. And that is one of the things I've been talking about a lot lately. American dollar dominance fades amid Saudi Arabian shift to China as its most reliable partner. It is such a perfect scenario for them. And I'll get into it more in a moment. But, you know, on this point about Saudi Arabia, once they pull away from the dollar, that's the end of the dollar. That is the end. We're seeing the pound down 40% on the year. We're seeing the euro below parity with the dollar. And emerging economies are collapsing. Turkey's economy is collapsing, which is why they're moving to BRICS. Again, this is a little bit of an insight into the future for the rest of us. As they move into BRICS as a major economy, then the dollar goes down. And who do we flock to? Well, BRICS, World Reserve Currency, China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia. We have, for example, Turkey and Egypt. We have Brazil, South Africa, Iran. That is the move. This out of Memo Middle East Monitor. It says, Saudi Arabia interested in joining BRICS group, South African president says. Of course, he's a member of BRICS. That would be the end of the dollar completely. And this new currency is cashless, of course. This out of Forbes. Follow the yellow brick, BRIC, road to a new digital reserve currency. Look, what we are dealing with is multiple crises, crashing into each other at the same time. It's a snowballing effect. The inflation, the supply chain crisis, which leads to less food on the store shelves, higher prices. People are making less, so they can't afford the stuff, so they buy less stuff, which means the companies start producing less on top of a supply chain crisis, and they go bankrupt. They have to lay off employees, which causes more people to be unable to afford things and go and pay for things. And then we fall into basically a communistic Marxist crisis where they basically have government come in and supply food rations. But who are they going to supply these food rations for? We have the housing market collapsing, so people can't own houses. We have the economy collapsing, supply chain, and the energy grid. Well, what happens? Well, the government repackages homes and gives them out for free, and they attach smart meters on your home. Attach the smart meters to your cashless new currency system, and the smart meters tell the government how much gas, electricity, and water you use on a daily basis, which then decides your carbon credit score and your social credit score, which tells you how much food rations you're allowed and how much electricity you're allowed and how much you're allowed to drive on highways and how much, of course, you're able to go into stores and restaurants and things like that. It's what the litmus test of the vaccine passport was all about. So this is a perfect scenario for the global establishment. Order out of chaos. It's always been this way. And now we have a historic tailspin of a global economy, and people will have no choice but to move into the new world reserve currency or get out of the banking system, get gold and silver, like we have the Patriot Gold Group below, get into privacy coins. Again, not investment advice, my opinion, but get into privacy coins like Monero and Epic Cash and Light Cash and Pirate Chain, Darrow, things like this, and move out of the system. We have to withdraw from the system to win against this system. This is a war on humanity. This is essentially the Tower of Babel. This is a global technocracy, and they've been planning it a long time. Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the early 1970s to create an alliance to save them from their starvation and prop them up as a technocratic Marxist guinea pig state. And they had a monopoly on exports and imports. And then fast forward to the creation of the Trilateral Commission by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He wanted and this is under the Carter administration in the late 70s, he wanted a global technocratic superstate. That's what he said himself. And now, again, they were using China to as a guinea pig project, a state for this totalitarianism. Now they bring in a complete collapse. They always knew that inflation, while it was happening, they could, you know, slowly weaken people and make people more dependent as they slowly push them into poverty while people thought they were making more money. And then they knew eventually would come crashing down. Nixon knew when he switched off the gold standard, they knew that it would happen. Even the gold standard was bad because they printed more IOUs than they had gold in reserves. Now everything goes crashing down. Money is debt. And they can then utilize a crisis to bring in order. And that order is the New World Order, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 2030, all of the above, technocracy. And we've never seen technocracy on a scale before. And it means transhumanism. It means demoralization, the destruction of civilization, the destruction of what we currently know as the American Empire, the British Empire, and the European Empire. Banks are openly saying we are going to be falling into basically the end of an empire and the collapse of civilization with this inflation skyrocketing. Eventually, it will happen. We have to get prepared for that. But of course, it's not just that. We also have the UN food chief saying that we expect to see a famine over the next few years. We see the Belgian prime minister saying 5 to 10 years of rationing ahead of us. This is very serious stuff, my friends, and it will affect absolutely every single one of you. There's absolutely none of you it won't affect. So again, this is the time to prepare. Get out of the banking system as much as you can. We have a bit.ly link below for Tim Pachot, the Liberty Advisor. He's a certified financial planner. If you're worried about your retirement plan or your savings, which you should be, check that link in the description. You can get a free initial consultation with him. He's awake about the Great Reset, and he's very, very much been standing up against this insanity for quite a few years and keeping his clients' money safe. But there's many ways. You get out of big cities, you grow your own, build your own, fish for your own fish. This is all the way, this is the number one way that we as individuals win this war. It's not going to be with violence. It is about replacing the system ourselves. And it starts from step one, us, you watching today. So anyway, I'm going to cut it off there, but I hope people check out the link below for heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get, of course, free shipping on much of those products, including non-GMO storable foods, heirloom seeds, water filters, storage, and of course, books on how to get started. Very important stuff. And that could save you big time from this because food is the world's first currency. And as we see a currency collapse take place in front of us, and we're going to see massive poverty, massive job loss, massive energy crisis, massive supply chain crisis, massive real estate collapse, all at the same time, it's going to snowball. And they're doing this on purpose. They're doing everything they can to do this on purpose. Climate policies at the same time as a supply chain and energy grid collapse. Great. Rishi Sunak in the UK, bringing in or ending the fracking again and bringing in more, of course, wind farms, offshore wind farms. Oh, great. That's good in the middle of an energy crisis. It's insane. Oh, we got to get rid of combustible engines. We need electric cars by 2030. But also don't charge your cars because we don't have enough electricity. And the electricity that we do make is utilizing coal and lithium. It's amazing. It's all snowballing. And it's all part of the same puzzle. They want to sacrifice you like pawns for the king and the queen. Again, you need to make that move first, and it comes down to you. Again, we have a bunch of different ways that you can protect yourself. And I urge people to get into privacy coins, really, and get into gold and silver. Seriously, we have Patriot Gold below. And again, not investment advice. We have, on top of heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, we also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. And of course, we have Lion Energy, where you can use our link in the description. It saves you a bunch of money. You get free shipping and a 100% money back guarantee. You can get lithium batteries. You can get solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. Very important stuff to get off grid when everyone's dependent on the government grid, which they are control collapsing. So they are benefiting from this crisis in so many ways. Again, this isn't about some climate change nonsense. It's just about being self-sufficient, which is a basis of humanity at the end of the day. Individual responsibility. So check that link in the description and get your, your batteries, your panels, et cetera, and never run out of power in the face of all this insanity. Also check ways that you can get like things like Tower Gardens. We have a link in the description for Tower Gardens where you save a bunch of money if you go through our link. And then you could grow inside and again, offset the tyranny of the state by being independent. This is the way we win. This is, it's a beautiful thing. And I want to just mobilize people to do something in their life that actually matters, that can help mitigate this crisis so we can build a new civilization that follows based on voluntary consent, individualism, humanity, God. I think this is so much more important than the religion of state, which has taken over the vast majority of people's minds worldwide since ancient Greece. Anyway, so I'm going to close it off there. I'm going to be over in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm getting on a plane in like 2 hours, and I'll be reporting at the Red Pill Expo, hosted by G. Edward Griffin, Dr. David Martin speaking there. David Morgan, who's an amazing silver expert, is going to be there. Alex Newman, a bunch of different people. If you still want to go last second, it's the 12th, 13th and breakout session on the 14th over there in Salt Lake City, Utah. Use code WAM at the link below for the Red Pill Expo. You'll save 10%. That's WAM. And of course, we are going to be at the Mariposa. Actually, I said Maricopa, like I'm in Arizona here. Mariposa Freedom Fest. Check the link in the description. Use code WAM to get your tickets for there. It's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, coming up at the end of November. And I hope to see you there. I'll be speaking, etc. And finally, check the link in the description for the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements, Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. And make sure your immune system's up to date. The huge amounts of vitamins in these compared to what you get on store shelves. And it helps keep us alive at the same time. If you go through our link, you save money and you get free shipping. Anyway, I'm going to close it off there. I appreciate everyone watching. Check those links below. I have to hop on a plane right away and I have to get this up still. So I have to hurry away. But if you want to help support us, we are viewer funded. We truly, truly, truly appreciate those that help support us. We have gogetfunding.com. We have Patreon. We have Subscribestar. Thank God for all of you that are already helping support us so we can get this information out and mobilize humanity for the future so we can break away from this war on humanity. We can break away from this so-called Great Reset where we eat the bugs and drink the sewage because we become slaves to the system that we didn't prepare for. You know, dependent slaves, it's technocracy. That's how this is biblical, my friends. We also have a Bitcoin address and a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including Monero, Pyrochain, Litecash. We have Litecoin, we have Ethereum, etc. We truly appreciate that. And we have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Wimble protocol. We have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise linked below. And we have, of course, Rockfin, World Alternative Media, where we put up exclusive content. If you pay $9.99 a month, that goes up to those on Patreon and Subscribestar too. Send us questions if you want us to do Q&As. We have a Telegram, World Alternative Media, Telegram channel, World Alternative Media announcements. And finally, we're on Parler at Josh F. Sigurdsson, Bandot Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon. I hope to see you guys soon. I'm going to take off here, but I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example, live freely always. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.